From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Mourners in the United States are paying final respects Wednesday to the three of the five police officers killed by a lone gunman in Dallas, Texas. The shooting was carried out by a Black Army veteran who claimed he was out to kill white people following the police killings of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. The son of Alton Sterling, who was killed by police in Louisiana, spoke to reporters on Wednesday.
My father was a good man. That was a sacrifice to show everyone what has been going on in life. And it should give everyone a push that everyone should be together, not against each other.
Cameron Sterling is urging people to protest peacefully after some of the recent demonstrations turned violent. The UN peacekeeping chief is urging the Security Council to consider imposing an arms embargo on conflict-ridden South Sudan. Earlier this week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for additional targeted sanctions on leaders and military commanders who are obstructing peace in South Sudan. A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding there Wednesday after several days of fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those allied with First Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar. The fighting has left hundreds dead and some 36,000 others displaced. The violence raised fears. The country, just 5 years old, was slipping back into civil war from which it emerged last year. The chairman of the U.S. Broadcasting Board of Governors is not likely to forget his business trip to Moscow this week after being banned from entering Russia. NBC Universal Chief Jeff Shell, head of the agency overseeing several government broadcasters, including the Voice of America, was denied entry into the country and detained for several hours in a locked room. The BBG issued a release saying officials for the agency met with the U.S. ambassador in Moscow Wednesday to discuss the incident. The BBG release says the agency has not been given an explanation why Shell was detained. Officials say a suicide car bomber exploded his vehicle at a police checkpoint outside Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 8 people, wounding nearly a dozen others. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. It's the second suicide car bombing this week. On Tuesday, a car bomber blew himself up near an outdoor market, killing 12 people. ISIS attacks have occurred with more frequency as of late, which prompted the U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter earlier this week to commit 560 more U.S. troops to Iraq to help fight the terrorist group. Queen Elizabeth has confirmed Theresa May as Britain's prime minister, invited her to form a new government after she accepted the resignation of David Cameron. He spoke to reporters outside 10 Downing Street before he left today.
It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve our country as prime minister over these last 6 years, and to serve as leader of my party for almost 11 years. And as we leave for the last time, my only wish is continued success for this great country that I love so very much.
Cameron announced his resignation after voters rejected his bid to remain part of the European Union. Washington and Seoul are moving forward with plans to locate the controversial U.S. THAAD missile defense system on the Korean Peninsula, amid growing protests and debate over whether the value of this added deterrence is worth the risk of alienating China and further provoking North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry announced that a site in the southeastern part of the country has been selected for deployment of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System. South Korea says the location of the THAAD battery will protect important national facilities, such as nuclear power plants, and strengthen the military capabilities of the South Korea-U.S. alliance. North Korea's military has threatened to launch a retaliatory strike against the THAAD employment. And the sun-powered Solar Impulse has arrived in Cairo as it approaches the end of its unprecedented round-the-world trip. It set out from Abu Dhabi in March of last year. For details on these stories and more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.